We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Wait, hold up, DZ. Welcome back, day four, by the way.
Thank you.
I want everyone to know DZ is here. The new morning show has arrived in 2023, everybody. I said a concert. It wasn't a concert. It was a music video. What am I talking about? This is crazy.
It felt like a concert with how many people were there last night.
Is that why this was chaos?
It was mass
chaos.
So wait,
10 people got shot on a video shoot last night?
A video
I can't
shoot.
Believe I'm saying that out loud. A concert is horrible, but somehow in my mind I picture so many people I can see that happening. Now you're telling me at a closed off video shoot, 10 people. Okay, let's stop. And
it was outdoors.
French Montana.
It involves French Montana and another rapper by the name of Rob 49.
Mm-hmm.
And they were in a video shoot. There's some video circulating online that shows some of the events. But it appears that French Montana, Rob 49 were inside a vehicle, chilling, talking.
Who's
moments.
Rob 49? Talk to me like I'm five. I know who French Montana is. So, I know who Rob 49 is.
Got you. So Rob 49 is a young man, very up-and-coming artist.
He's a rapper.
He is a rapper. Okay. I believe he is from that area, 24 years old. Same age as DeMar Hamlin, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Like, very young. Very, very young.
So, they were doing a video together.
It was a cosign from French, if you will. To do a video. They were doing a video
French
together.
French was doing it with him.
People were there to watch the video be recorded. Like, oh, great. You know how it is. The homie shooting a music video. So you're going to come shoot the music video with him.
What happened where somebody opened fire and 10 people got shot? What happened?
At some point, there is speculation that there was a robbery that took place inside of that group.
Oh, come on.
The involvement of French or Rob 49 is still unknown, but that is believed to be what led to the shooting, because moments after somebody said, hey, y'all, all my stuff is gone, shots ring out. Many people get shot.
Damn.
I've seen...
Did you say French Montana's bodyguard got shot?
I've seen reports that say French Montana's bodyguard is possibly in critical condition.
Ooh.
No confirmation. French's people haven't said anything.
Yeah.
Rob 49's people are still in the dark.
This happened
all
last
you
night.
See is what you see online, and the internet is dark. Let me tell you, I don't know, because we only know that 10 people were shot.
Yeah.
I believe there's at least one fatality.
You think?
Given the circumstances.
They haven't reported any, you think, because of the video you watched, which I'm not watching that video. Hell no.
I think there
Couldn't
is.
Couldn't pay me to watch that video.
Somebody said there was two people that had to be airlifted. A person's in critical condition. This is evolving as we speak, honestly, but dark. How do
so
you do something
up.
So positive at a little local restaurant, showing a lot of love, and it ends
so
up like this?
Stupid. So dumb. Yeah, because, hold on. Listen, this is what you got French Montana stepping in, trying to put his name on something, right? And he's like, oh, I'm going to help this kid out.
Co-sign.
And then you show up and you're supporting him, right? And then, like, this happens. What a mess, dude. But I'm also at the point where I'm like, this is a video shoot. This should have been a closed set. Even if there were 100 people on this set, they should have known who the hell was on their video set. What a mess.
How do you do that in public? And honestly, they invited people out. They wanted people to be in the music
video.
They were
tweeting out, come join and stuff? Or?
I don't know about tweeting, but the location was leaked. It was at this place called The Licking.
So
it's a local popular restaurant in South Florida.
It could have been a literal person who was not involved in the video shoot is what you're getting at. Oh, that changes my thoughts on it.
Exactly. Maybe somebody disgruntled.
someone just who showed up.
Who knows?
All right.
Opportunist.
So we'll see what happens with that. So French Montana on a music video set with this guy I've never heard of. DZ told me about.
Young man by the name of Rob 49.
Rob 49. And 10 people shot. So, oh man. We'll see. We'll keep you updated on that.
Some people say Rob 49 may or may not be one of them. I don't want to say that and confirm it. No, but that was involved.
Well, then I won't say that I don't know who he is anymore. Jeez. All right. We'll keep you updated. Woo! 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Welcome back. Day four, my friend.
Day four.
Boom. We're wrapping up the first week today. We made it.
It's Friday.
Thank God. I'm tired.
Woke up, didn't even realize it was Friday.
Because of the short week, right?
Everything got so weird. Thrown off. And this week has been a blur with being here with you in Milwaukee and just on Kiss. It's like, whoa.
You had a total change of your daily routine this week. I mean, you went from a previous job to this job. Totally different environment, totally different schedule, totally different job, totally different people. Yep. Your brain must be exploding right now, DZ. Seriously. I mean, I can't imagine.
The wrap to my 2022 compared to the start of my 2023 are the backs of the coins. You know what I'm saying?
In a good way?
Complete flip. In a great way.
Oh,
in
good.
A great way.
Good.
Complete flips for sure.
That makes me happy. Good. Yes. Okay. So coming up next. Oh, by the way, I got into the private group that our theme song holders have. I just want to share this with you quick. Ryan from Calabama, shout out, let me in last night.
You got let in?
I got let in.
Hey, let me in.
You have to talk to Ryan. Okay, I'm not an admin.
All right, I'm just getting excited.
Ryan, let him in. Ryan, you better let him in. But I had to go and basically bring back my... This is so annoying, and I don't know if anybody cares about this. Facebook is annoying in the sense that you have to have a friend page to join groups. But right, I don't use a friend page. I just use my like page. I post everything on my like page, and that's where I see people and talk to people. But in order to get into this damn group, I had to go reopen my friend page, which I never post on. So now Java Dave, who you still haven't met yet, and other regulars, messaging me, do you have a... someone tried to copy you? Do you have a secret account? I'm like, I don't have a secret account. I just have... Now I have up two damn accounts. So that's what's going on if anybody sees that on Facebook. But coming up next, I want to talk about what's happening tonight with you. Can we discuss?
Oh, yeah. I got a little something slight going on tonight.
You need some help, right?
A lot of help, actually.
Our listeners are going to be the best and help you out. Okay? Sound good?
Hold me down.
I'll tell you what it is next. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. Welcome back, DZ. First week on the morning show. It's going to be completed today. How you doing?
The first Friday feels good.
Ah, the first Friday of the week. You know, we worked together for years, off and on, and you were the overnight guy on Kiss. You were an intern on the sports station. You came on the morning show with us and got a Kiss FM tattoo years ago. I'm so glad you're back finally. This week, we kicked off the new morning show with me and you, and it's been a fun week, and I hope we keep this energy going because this is going to be good stuff. So I want you to talk a little bit about what's happening tonight in your life, because you're married. You got a baby, little baby Sammy.
Yes.
We're going to do dinner next week. I hope you know that.
Oh, bet. Say less.
My kids are in, not like they have a choice. But last night I said, you guys want to go to dinner with DZ and Aaron and baby Sammy? They were like, yeah.
I said, that idea sounds great.
We got to do that next week.
Let's do that right now.
What's going on tonight, though? Because I think you should ask the listeners for help with this.
Well, next week we got dinner. Tonight. Of this week, we got our friend exchange White Elephant get together going on.
With you and your wife.
Me and my wife's fam bam, if you will. So
you guys have known each other since middle school.
We've known each other. She was a year older. So her
Look
eighth grade,
you,
my seventh
Cougar
grade. Year.
Hunter.
You know what I'm saying?
Aaron was older. So are these friends you've had since you were little?
These are friends we've had since college.
Okay, so when you went to Lakeland in Sheboygan.
Exactly. Got it. Since college, we've maintained their family.
Yeah.
And we haven't been able to get together. Everybody's weekends haven't coincided. Mm-hmm. So this is the weekend. Mm-hmm. We got our friend exchange, gift exchange. Mm-hmm. But then on the side of that, we got our White Elephant gift for everybody that's coming so that you can do the White Elephant thing, the, you know, trade, steal, take. Everybody does White Elephant.
White Elephant's
a little
different. Fun, yeah.
I love it. Uh-huh. Love White Elephant. Hadn't done it until I was an adult. So now I'm like, oh, bad.
Yeah. So you ready?
I'm not. I wish I was. I'm ready to get a gift, but I'm not ready to give a gift.
You sound like me. We're kindred spirits in that way. I'm ready to get a gift, my friend.
I have not done my White Elephant shopping yet. At all.
Okay, what time's the party tonight, DZ?
It's tonight. We got to be there by like 6 p.m.
Okay, so when
which
you
means
leave,
I'm going to get there at 7.
Again, we're a lot alike in that sense. We're always late. So you basically probably have between like noon and six today to get this white elephant gift. Because your wife is a teacher. She's busy. She's working. You got to help her out. You go get
this. Oh, no. She's on her own. She's got to get her own white elephant gift.
Oh, that's right. Because you have two different people.
She's got to do her own thing. Like we looked at each other and said, no man left behind, but best of luck. I'll see you there.
No man left behind.
Best of luck. We ain't got time.
Do you have any? Well, don't even. Let's just take some calls and we're going to figure out what people.
I need help. I don't know what to get.
I absolutely get that. I absolutely get that. Good morning. Welcome to the show, Ryan from Calabama.
I got no teeth last night.
I got approved last night. That's right. Thank you for letting me in the secret Facebook group that the Kiss FM theme song holders have. I appreciate you for letting me in. And you guys better not kick me out. That group is giving me life. Hit up Ryan if you want to be in that people. But Ryan, we need a white elephant gift. What do you got for DZ? Come on, something.
Is there like certain topic? Like we do white elephant, we're following the alphabet.
So like a theme.
Like 26 years, we're doing like, we're doing the letter, we're on the letter C, I think, for this year.
Oh, ooh, that's nice. But no, the theme is a $10 limit.
Okay.
It's a $10 limit.
That's great.
$10 limit. Yeah, $10 limit. Oh, you know what? Target's got that dollar.
The dollar section?
Yeah, right there in the front. Now, that's where I would hit up first.
I want a little more. You mean?
You need some creativity.
A little creativity.
And by the way, this has to be your wife. Is your wife texting in right now? She said, my gift is purchased. Nobody could have texted that but your wife.
Yeah, that's probably her.
Oh, boo.
Probably her.
DZ's wife texted in and said, my gift is purchased. She's got you, dude. All right, Ryan, we're going to take some calls.
Oh, I got one.
What?
Oh, I got one. A loaf of bread.
What?
With a bottle of wine shoved in the loaf of bread.
So you think you're just getting a loaf of bread?
Look at you trying to trick everybody. The tricksters.
No, I like that.
All right.
So, hold on. Ryan from Calabama.
I gotta give that to my wife, though. So.
Yeah, white. Your wife came up with that idea. I can hear him in the background asking.
White or wheat? No, that's the question right there. White
or... Oh, you got to go with wheat, bro. It's got to be healthy for you.
That's what I'm saying.
Really?
That's what I'm saying.
You guys are kindred spirits. Fantastic. All right. Thanks, Ryan.
No problem, guys.
Have a great day. And thanks for letting me in the Kiss FM theme song holder's secret Facebook group. Dude, okay, we're going to take calls and texts next, and you can tell us what should DZ bring for his friend's white elephant exchange tonight, right? 414-533-1037. Your wife is ahead of the game, brother.
That's why I married her.
Go, Aaron. Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And DZ, we just heard from you that you have a white elephant exchange, you and your wife, with a bunch of your friends from college tonight, right?
That's right. That's right. The fam bam from college, if you will. And I need an SOS.
You need help on what to get. When it comes down to it. All right, let's just get straight into the phones. We have so many people on the phones. I'll try to get to your text, too. Good morning. Is it Fuzia? Did I say that right?
It is.
Welcome to the show. What city are you calling from, since I didn't have a chance to get that from you?
Waukesha.
Well, good morning. Say, meet DZ, the new guy. Not new, but new to the morning show.
Welcome, DZ.
Thank you, Fuzia. It's a pleasure to meet you. How you doing today?
Wonderful.
Good, good. Happy Friday.
Yes. What are you going to give him as a suggestion for his white elephant gift? Has to be under $10. That's the only restriction, right?
I'll go over. I'll break rules. I'll do 12.
Everybody always does that, though. Damn.
Okay, 15 if needed.
Fair. What's your suggestion?
So you know those Legos? Those mini Lego put-together things?
Mm. Yeah, like the little sceneries?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you should get one of those. Those are always fun. Adults love them, too.
Mm. So she says Legos. Okay.
So she thinks I'm childish.
Well, yeah. She's right on the money, then.
She's also not wrong.
She's
I love
not wrong
Legos.
At all.
This is a fantastic idea.
But Legos aren't cheap. As a mom, they trick you with that stuff. Let me just say that for the record. She's saying get one of the mini ones, so they're not going to get much.
Yeah, the
but
baby
it's still
box
an idea.
With a little play set.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, thank you for the suggestion. Thanks for calling in.
Have a good day.
You too. Charlie, who's a regular, is not on the phones, but he wrote in and said lottery tickets. I hear that sometimes from people. Absolutely.
Lottery tickets.
Yeah, he said lottery tickets because what if they win? But then you'd have the argument of,
then you owe me some.
Are they going to owe you money if they do that? Yeah. So,
listen,
I mean,
if you win a little something from me, I'm going to need some kickback if you get a grand off the top.
You better add a note.
Buy me dinner at least.
Exactly. Exactly. Welcome back to the show, Bella and Kenosha.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, DZ.
Good morning. I'm sorry. I'm dancing.
You better be dancing.
Bella, what should DZ bring for the White Elephant Exchange they have tonight?
Oh, my gosh. I have three suggestions. The first one, basic. Like, you got a gift from someone that you didn't like and you didn't do anything with it yet. You re-gift it.
Oh, re-gift.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Number two, you can go get, like, a steak, you know, and, like, wrap it up, because who doesn't want a steak, like a nice like ribeye or something like that?
Just keep it on ice though.
Right.
But my favorite thing, because I got this one year and I just could not even like stop, a can of Pringles and a betta fish, and you can say you're giving a fish and chips.
And it is Friday in Wisconsin. I mean, what the hell?
Fish and chips.
Oh, man, that was literally good. Lived for 2 years after
no.
I got it.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, no. Somebody gave you a chore. That was a pet.
Yeah, I would be so mad if somebody gave me a pet. I'm just keep being honest.
I'll take the Pringles, but you can keep the fish.
Right, right.
Yeah, everyone but kept trying to take it from me, and I was like, well, now if you guys want it, I want it.
Right, right. Oh, Bella, that's a good one. Thank you for the suggestions. We appreciate you. Have a great day.
You know.
Bye.
Bye. What, DZ?
I'm not a re-gifter.
I'm not either. I
find it tough. I'm like, but if, I mean, if I don't want it.
Unless it's good and I don't want it.
Well, but what's good that I don't want?
I don't know. I mean, like candles. I wouldn't re-gift a candle. I would keep it. I'm trying to think of something I would appreciate as a gift, but I also wouldn't want. Maybe a type of lotion I wouldn't want. I would re-gift that.
Re-gift that.
Because lotion's great, but if it's not your lotion, you're like, eh.
Any lotion is my lotion.
I just
I'm a black man and I get ashy. Any lotion is my lotion.
I re-gifted you lotion yesterday. Do you
and I love that gift.
Alice in Dairyland, no offense, gave me that lotion. I hadn't used it yet. She was a very sweet girl, and you needed lotion. I said, this came from Alice in Dairyland. Here you go.
And what did I say? It smells so good.
You said,
wow.
You go, it's goat milk. I'll use it.
And I have. I used it this morning. Dog, it's my lotion now.
I love it. Shout out to Alice in Dairyland. I kept the lotion. I just hadn't used it yet. Now DZ's using it. So let's go to our next regular, Lindsay in Franksville. Good morning.
Good morning. So real quick, now that we know that Erin listens from Wednesday, does she think DZ's a jerk?
Oh, that's a great question. Does she think you're a jerk from the Am I the Jerk on Wednesday, which was your baby got sick, threw up, started playing in it, put it in your wife's hair, and you were happy it wasn't you and laughed. Did Erin think you were a jerk for that? Great question, Lindsay.
It's a trick answer because she just thinks I'm a jerk, period. But she still loves me.
You've known each other too long. That's why.
We've known each other since middle school. She knows I'm a jerk sometimes. But no, she gets it because she would have laughed at me too.
Yeah. Fair enough. Okay, that answers that question. And by the way, somebody texted in to get him a bag of nuts. A bag of nuts.
And write D's on them?
I guess.
No!
Oh, whoever texted that in, you're killing me. All right, so Lindsay in Franksville, give DZ a suggestion for his white elephant party tonight.
All right, thanks to TikTok, I'm going to expand on Charlie's idea with the lottery tickets. And someone said to put them, like, go to the $1.25 tree store and put, like, two or whatever lottery tickets, however many you need to get to your 10 and wrap that up. So I think they're getting a picture frame. But I'd definitely put a note on the back, be like, if you win, I get dinner.
Yeah, add the note. Thank you, Erin. We appreciate you for calling and giving that suggestion.
You guys have a good one.
You too. What do you think about that one? You like that one?
I like it.
That was a good one.
And include a disclaimer. Like, hey, if you win above $30, $40, $50, I'm going to need you to buy me at least a bag of chips.
Exactly. Exactly. Kelly is calling this morning from Sussex. We're running out of time, so I'm going to speed this up here. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning. So
what I think you should do is go to the dollar store, get a couple of little trinkets, like funky glasses, maybe some necklaces like Lay's or anything like that, and then go to the liquor store and get little bottles of alcohol to put with it.
Ah, some booze.
And something fun.
Look at you being all creative over there, Kelly in Sussex. I would never think like that.
I love alcohol. Yeah.
Who doesn't like booze?
Right?
My wife.
My wife. Your wife doesn't drink?
Not regularly.
Oh, we'll talk about that another day. I don't drink that much anymore either, but when I do, let me tell ya. All right. Well, thank you, Kelly. We love you. Have a great day. So I don't know if you got any suggestions. We'll look at the text and you can see if you get any good ideas. And then Monday, you're going to have to tell us what you brought. Okay. Sound good?
Oh, I got you. Of course.
We will do the recap Monday morning. Thank you to everybody who's been texting in all their white elephant gift ideas. They're pretty funny.
Now I got too many ideas. That's not a bad problem to have, though.
But now you're overwhelmed with ideas for your stuff tonight. It's Allie and DZ, 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning, DZ. Your fourth day on the morning show. First week, we're wrapping it up today. Short work week. It's been really fun. So I'm glad you're here.
It's been the good grind, if you will.
Yes, the good grind. Yeah. DZ worked at the station for years. He finally agreed to come back and do morning with me, thank goodness, and I'm glad you're here. I wasn't sure if you'd say yes to that, you know, but I'm glad you did. So we were just talking about how him and his wife Erin have their white elephant gift exchange with their friends tonight, and you didn't have a gift. You need a gift.
Still don't.
By tonight. So I see all of your suggestions coming in. Thank you for those. Some people, I could read a couple more, but people are saying get a gift card and bury it in a jar of peanut butter. Oh, that's shady.
That's sadistic.
That's mean.
I like it.
Somebody said a bottle of Snoop's wine and a cookbook. Book fun.
No, 19 crimes.
Definitely had some of that before. And then somebody else said, hi, Allie and DZ. Welcome, DZ.
Thank you.
They said, if you have time today, there's a place in Racine called Treasure Hunt on Durand Avenue across from Regency Mall. You could check. Maybe it's like a Spencer. Maybe it might be like, you go to Spencer. Go to Spencer.
Ooh,
my suggestion, and I'll leave you with this, is go to Spencer, where they have crazy stuff, or go to like... you know, like an adult store.
An adult store.
I can get some funny stuff at adult stores.
Adult video games.
I've been there many times for personal and gift use. That's... Trust me. Let me tell you. I'm just saying. Okay. So I know we're laughing, but I do want to talk about DeMar Hamlin woke up yesterday.
Yeah, man.
So happy about this.
My man's DeMar Hamlin, if you are still kind of catching up, DeMar Hamlin is a defenseman for the Buffalo Bills. He suffered a medical emergency, went into cardiac arrest on Monday during the Monday night football game in the first quarter against
the
Bengals.
Collapsed.
Made a play, stood up, collapsed.
Ooh.
Cardiac arrest. It is now, thankfully, and I say thankfully, both pair hands up, high five, whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever.
He has made substantial improvement following the game. He is awake.
Yes. I heard everybody was sharing last night on social media that he woke up and asked if they won.
First question.
Can you believe
that? Did we win?
He has no idea. The world has been on edge, chilled by this whole thing, watching him, hoping he makes it. He wants to know if they won. He has no idea.
No clue. He just woke up and thought, game.
Yeah. Did we win?
The last thing he was doing was the first thing he thought of.
Wow.
I mean, that man is a creature of habit in the best of ways, but so young, so strong still.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, they say those very first minutes on the field, the athletic trainer saved his life.
Wow.
Because without those first crucial minutes of CPR performing, they're not sure if this young man would be here today. But he is
so
up.
Happy.
He is able to communicate by shaking his head, nodding, writing brief notes, which is how he asked, did we win? Wrote it down on a piece of paper. They are taking care of this man, but he is also doing what he's got to do.
Yeah.
It could be a long road to recovery ahead, but the outcome looks extremely positive.
Good.
Prayers up. His family has been on social thanking everybody for showing so much love, support, the organization, everybody. I mean, our heart stopped with his.
Yes.
You feel me?
I can't believe he's awake and talking like that. That blew my mind yesterday. I was like, this is good. I thought it was going to be weeks and we'd be waiting to see if he was even going to survive. So I'm happy. That's a great update. We had to share that with you this morning if you missed that last night. So DeMar Hamlin, awake. We don't know what the recovery is going to be like, but at least he woke up and asked, did we win? But the Bills, the Bills canceled their game. Did you see that?
I know they're talking about it.
They did.
Is it? canceled? Like, we done? Well, it's locked in. Like, I need to know.
I saw on TMZ this morning that they had officially canceled the game. But I get it. Now you're going to focus on your teammate. Let's get this. Let's get him healthy.
Let's get him healthy.
Everybody else can play this Sunday. They're fine. They got you got plenty of games to watch. And, you know, we'll see what happens. But I don't know. You think they should play now that he's awake, though? Because that's where I would have gone the opposite and said, well, no, let's.
As an athlete. Former athlete, I should say. As a former athlete, of course you got to play that game. What if it was me in DeMar's situation? I would want my team to play, not in like my honor, but just because I wish I was there.
Yeah, it says the game has been canceled and they will not reschedule it. They just decided against the Bengals. That's the Bengals.
Well, okay. So that it's the Bengals game canceled, unscheduled. Mm-hmm. Don't even worry about it. We're not going to finish it.
Yeah.
So technically,
it just won't be even made up. They said this is according to TMZ, and that's all we know. So
that's a wash. That's but a thankfully, wash. He's sounds awake. Like they still. Going to play on Sunday against the Patriots then?
I don't ask me. Like, I know football. Come on, DZ. I don't know. Damn it. Who gave me a microphone, DZ?
Same person that gave me one.
103.7 KISS FM. Real quick, we were just talking about how DeMar Hamlin woke up, and we are so happy about that. And first thing he wanted to know was if the Bills won. So I was talking about how the game has been canceled. I misspoke, so I want to make sure everyone knows correctly. The Bills are playing this Sunday. The game that has been canceled was the game from Monday night where DeMar got injured. They are not going to make it up. They're not going to replay it. It's done.
But as far as this game Sunday, on Sunday, it's kind of an important game. I would say... DeMar and the Bills would want to play.
Yes. So the Bills are playing the Patriots this Sunday because you asked me going out and I said, hell if I know.
Well, they were worried about it. Maybe not, depending on his circumstance, but with significant improvements, both teams have been practicing. They're saying they're going to be ready to go. I believe we gonna go in on Sunday.
We're doing it. So there you go. Bills are playing on Sunday. DeMar Hamlin's awake. The game from Monday is officially canceled and not going to be made up. And now I've corrected myself. And this is why I don't talk about sports. Have a great Friday, everybody. Oh my, DZ, we are going to talk about Stranger Things next. Have you watched Stranger Things? Tell the truth.
Have I watched Stranger Things?
Oh, good.
Things?
If you said no, I was going to be really upset with you.
If anybody says no, we're going to have a problem. What's
okay,
up?
Thank God. Coming up next, one of the stars of the show made a huge announcement yesterday. We will talk about what that was next. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning.
Hey, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so here we go. Day 4, Allie and DZ. The new morning show is in effect. Welcome back, my friend.
Thank you.
Woo!
Thank you.
So, Stranger Things. I'm so glad you said you watch it, because I wouldn't have known what to say if you said you didn't watch that show. Seriously. Stranger Things, one of the biggest shows ever. Big announcement yesterday from Noah Schnapp, a.k.a. Will Byers. Hello, biggest star on the show, came out and said, I am gay. And he did this. And my first thought was, do we have to announce this still? I mean, I get when people used to, and I was like, I mean, I respect. I'm like, cool. But then I went, of course we do, because there's so many people out there that are still like homophobic and still need an announcement because they can't handle it, you know? But I also get why Noah would want to do it for his own self, to be like, hey, everyone, I just want you to know. Putting it out there.
Don't ask me no questions.
Don't ask me any more questions. I am gay. End of discussion.
It's not just my character on the show.
Yeah, yeah. Because they made his character gay in the show.
They did. Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, sorry. If you haven't caught up, everybody.
If you're living under a rock still.
Now you know. But my first thought also, when we were talking about Noah Schnapp coming out and saying, you know, I am gay, he said he was scared. And that's another reason I think a lot of people want to. It's like a release sometimes, because for years you're kind of feel like you're not being your true self, and you can't be open about who you are, and nobody wants to feel like that. So if it makes him feel freeing, I absolutely respect that for sure. But didn't he get into it with Doja Cat earlier? I was thinking about this last year. I was like, wait. The last time I was talking about Noah Schnapp from Stranger Things, aka Will Byers, was when he got into it with Doja Cat. Remember that?
They had a little beef, if you will, back in the summer, because Doja...
She slid into somebody's DMs. Who?
She wanted to, but first she slid into Noah's DM to say, hey, tell
Blank to hit me up. And he said,
that's right.
No, go ahead. You tell Blank yourself and then posted it.
That's right. Okay, so she slid into Noah's DMs trying to hit on the other guy on the show. Get the hookup of the other guy.
From the homie.
But Noah posted their DM online, and that made Doja so mad. That's right. Okay.
She was not happy, to say the least.
It's amazing how quickly we forget about things, isn't it? You know what I mean? Like, you hear a story and you move on and then you forget. Like, I was like, I know something happened with Doja Cat with the Stranger Things cast, and I can't remember, and it wasn't that long ago.
Well, it happened so fast.
We forget so quick everything, you
and
know?
These beefs online rarely last like that, especially between actors, musicians. Mm-hmm. It's normally more for the optics and, well, and now, and
true.
Everybody's usually in the background kind of laughing about it, no?
Doja Cat and Will Byers going at it. I was enjoying that. I mean, if I'm being completely transparent, I will live for those DMs all day. Keep them coming, guys. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Good morning. Day 4 on the show. DZ, how are you feeling?
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
There we go.
Is that my Spanish lesson of the day, even though I already know that one?
No. Well, today's Spanish lesson of the day could be día cuatro.
Día cuatro.
Day 4.
Day 4. Día cuatro. Do I sound really white when I say that? Día cuatro. Don't lie
Only
to me.
Half.
You're saying no.
Only
yes.
half. Only half white.
You know what? I don't care if I do because I am white, I guess.
You sound
guess
mixed.
I guess I should embrace that I'm white, right? Día cuatro. All right. And I, you know, you may not know this about me. I minored in Spanish in college, but I didn't graduate because I did radio. I ended up leaving because I had a full-time radio job. But I should know more Spanish that I don't, I didn't retain. I need to get back into it.
It's a practice, and that's what we're going to do.
The basics are there in my brain. If you can, like, start working my brain out again and get it back in there and then teach me even more, because I want to speak it fluently with you one day.
With an accent?
No, a
natural accent.
I don't think I could achieve that.
Oh,
no way.
Of course you can.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you're Colombian.
Correct.
We've talked about that this week on the show. It was one of your two truths and a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Which we're going to do again today around 7:45 as people get to know you this week, that you were not born in this country. You came here when you were 3. You were born in Colombia, which was one of the facts we learned about you. You and your family.
That's right.
You grew up in the area. And you've been at the station for years, you know, since 2014.
Correct.
You were the baby intern.
Interned in this.
On the sports station.
You're right.
Thank goodness, since I have no sports knowledge whatsoever. We finally have a sports person on the show, everybody. Thank goodness. But coming up next, Am I the Jerk, since we've been getting to know you this week, is about you.
And this one might be bad.
This actually triggered me a little
because
I was shocked when you said that you do this. I didn't expect you to have this take. So, Am I the Jerk? Coming up next, DZ, our new guy, does something at the store. And I was like, who does that? You do that? And you were like, yeah, no shame, no regrets, right?
I can't be alone. That's all I'm going to say. I can't be alone.
You're probably not. We'll tell you what it is next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
The nerve.
My nerve.
The nerve of our new guy, DZ. I cannot believe you do this at the grocery store. I said, this is a perfect Am I the Jerk for this week as we get to know you, because DZ joined the morning show this week. Very familiar with Kiss FM. Worked here for years. I'm glad you're back. And so I've known you for years, which helps the show, because it was easy to slide into this show with you. Unlike somebody I didn't know who would come in here and I'd be like, how are you? Tell me about yourself.
What's your name?
What's your name? Are you married? Do you have kids? No, it's true.
You know my name.
I know you, DZ. It's good. It's good stuff. We were talking this morning about how you have a white elephant gift exchange.
Tonight
with your friends from college from Lakeland, where you went with your wife in Sheboygan. And you don't have the white elephant gift yet.
I do not.
But that's not what blew my mind. What blew my mind is Ryan from Alabama called in and said, people were giving you ideas. And they said, go to Target in the dollar section. And you said something to me off the air that made me go, you're a jerk. Tell everybody what you said, dude.
Okay.
What the
hell?
So,
when I said Tarjay could be a good option. I could be in and out. Boom. Mm-hmm. But part of the reason why I could be in and out, boom, is because I don't waste time looking for parking. I know there is a plethora of open parking spots waiting to be used in the form of online shopping parking. I park at the very closest spot in the online shopping parking spaces every time. I don't care that I don't got an online nothing. I'm going to be in and out.
Uh-huh. I cannot believe you park in the online or even the drive-up. So you said this to me and I went, you do that? And you said, you damn right I do.
I do.
Everybody, DZ parks in the online shopping spots and has no shame about it. And I said, you're a jerk.
Why would I? No, I can't be the jerk.
I will admit, they're always open.
Always.
And then we all have to park 20 miles down.
And it's not like there's 50 people getting an online order. So me taking one of the 50 spots isn't going to really change too much, is it?
I just cannot believe you openly. I didn't know people openly did this and openly admitted it. I really thought everybody followed the rules. Dummy Alley over here had no idea this is a thing.
No shame in my game. It's not like it's a handicapped spot.
Yeah.
You don't need a specific sticker. Mm-hmm. It's not an expecting mother.
That's true.
It is literally just a spot that they made up for the people that are too lazy to go into the store themselves. Man, I'm not. I'm going to take that spot.
I got to admit, knowing you, I was surprised you do this.
Really?
I didn't see you. It doesn't change your character in my mind. I still know you're a good person, but I was like, DC parks in the online shopping? That's so rude. 414-533-1037. Is DZ a jerk for parking in the online shopping spots? He says no, and he has absolutely no shame about it. I say, yeah, I think you're kind of a jerk, dude. You need to be, you know, respecting the rules a little bit. So should we take some calls next and see if you're the jerk?
I'm ready to defend my point. This is my hill if it's got to be.
Oh, dude, is DZ the jerk for parking in the online shopping? 414-533-1037. Call or text that number.
0.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
The two very first texts I see that came in, one says jerk in all caps. The one below it says not a jerk.
All caps as well or not?
Not all caps for not a jerk. But some people are cracking me up. Matt from Grafton here. DZ, pack your stuff, you're fired.
Wait, can he do that?
No, he cannot. But he clearly is one that thought that you were a jerk for this. But it is split right down the middle on our text messages this morning. So if you missed it, DZ, who's the new guy but not the new guy on the show, fourth day on the show, Dia Cuatro. I'm learning. Learning my Spanish.
Pound it.
You couldn't see that on the people driving. Couldn't see it. I'm learning my Spanish as well. You told us this morning that you park in the online shopping spots when you go to the store with no shame.
If the spot's open, I'm parking. Unless there's a regular spot close, I'm probably going to hit the online shopping parking.
And I say you're totally a jerk for this. So let's just get to the phones and see what everybody has to say today, because I got to tell you, I was blown away that you openly were like, yeah, I park in the online shopping and I have no shame. Welcome back to the show. She has not gotten a chance to say hello to you yet. She is a regular. Good morning to Amelia in Milwaukee.
Shucky,
good morning.
Goomba.
In other words, buen día.
Oh. Buen día.
Bienvenido.
Amén, Emilia. Muchas gracias.
I picked up some of that. Thank you very much, Amelia.
She said,
hey,
welcome.
How's it going, Ellie?
Good morning, Amelia. Buenos días. I'm going to be fluent by 2024. That's my goal. That's my resolution.
Don't worry. He's going to teach you the Colombian. He's going to teach you his side. I'm going to teach you the Mexican side. Oh. Don't worry. We got you.
Oh, all right. I'm in.
The best of both worlds.
I'm in. Amelia, is DZ a jerk for parking in the online shopping spot at the store with no shame?
I'm going to say no, because I agree with him, because Target, why do they have so many? I wouldn't do in the handicap.
Everybody does.
I would not do in the handicap.
Right.
But come on now.
It's not even just Target.
I wouldn't do it.
Even though I don't agree with you guys, I think he's a jerk for doing it. It's everywhere now. I mean, every store. Yeah. I'm not even calling out Target because Target's the adult Disneyland, and I love them.
Target.
Thank you very much. And every store I go to has 500 online shopping spots. I'm like, what the hell, man?
I remember when those went.
At all places, why would you? I think some people do it because, you know, once you go to Target, you can't walk out with one thing. You come walking out with $200, $300.
Exactly.
That's right. Uh-huh.
But, like he says, and I agree, why they have so many, you know? If he knows exactly where he's going, in and out, see, I go to Target, I can't go in and out. I walk around. Oh, let me go here. No. Now, if it's a different store, in and out, I know where to go. Like the mall, I can't do the mall. I'm sorry. I go. And I go out.
The mall's a different cup of tea. The mall's a different topic for a different day, Amelia. Let me tell you, girl. So you say that DZ is not a jerk for parking in the online shopping spot. Thanks for calling, girl. Have a great weekend.
You guys have a nice one.
You too.
Bye.
I knew I liked Amelia.
Of course you did. Welcome to the show, Mike in Hartford.
Good morning.
Do you hear the backing up, the beeping? Mike is a truck driver, so he's going to have opinions.
Hang on, wait. I got to set the brakes. There you go.
Mike, oh, good morning. Mike, you and DZ
both
have small children. You have that in common.
Yep.
But we really want to talk about, is DZ a jerk for shamelessly parking in the online shopping?
DZ, I know it's day four, but I got to call you a jerk.
Go for it.
I got to call you a jerk.
Why?
You might as well park in the fire lane.
Oh! He's coming at you. I love it.
I mean, come on now.
The fire lane is illegal. Nobody has outlawed the on. Why am I sticking up for you? Hold on.
You think
that.
I'm the jerk too?
I think, you know what? Never mind. Never mind. You know what, Mike? Well, Mike, you're right. Why? It might as well be the fire lane.
Yeah, might as well be the fire lane. What if?
Dramatic.
Easy. Most Targets I go to have like 10 drive-up spots.
So many.
What if there were 10 moms like your wife and son that come in and need diapers, wipes, formula, whatever, and they all need those spots, and boom, you're there. And now that woman can't park there.
Mike's doing the guilt. He's bringing the guilt with you, dude. I love it.
I'll put my hand up and mouth sorry as I'm getting in my car.
No, you won't. Yep. No, you won't. You'll put your head down and act like you don't see it.
Oh, no, I acknowledge. I'm just not going to, like, go out of my way. I'll be like, ooh, my bad. You know what it is. Let me get in my car and go. I'm backing up. The longer you yell at me, the longer it takes me to get out this spot. Do you want to yell or do you want to get your stuff?
Right.
I just gotta say, man. I think you're a jerk today, DZ.
I'll take it. Yeah. I'll own up to it.
Yeah, well, this is what Am I the Jerk is. We can be honest with each other. On this show, we keep it real. So Mike says jerk. That makes it completely split down the middle. Have a great day, Mike. We'll talk to you later.
You guys have a good weekend.
You too.
Last but not least, you have not met him yet, but he is going to end up being the tiebreaker today. He called in 5 days in a row and got his own theme song. Sean in Milwaukee, welcome back.
Lay back.
Yeah. One of DZ's. Yes, DZ gets to learn everybody's personality a little bit too, because he gets to hear your theme songs as he gets to know you.
Yes.
So, Sean, it is split down the middle. Amelia said, not a jerk. Mike in Hartford said, total jerk for parking in the online shopping spot. Is DZ a jerk today?
If DZ's a jerk, I'm a jerk because I do the same thing.
Oh,
let's go!
You know what? All you guys are crazy.
I'm not gonna waste my time driving around the parking lot when there's 10 open spots. And I go out, I come back out, and they're still all open anyway. Like,
you
they
know,
don't freaking use those spots.
Maybe we need to redo the situation, like post-COVID or whatever it is. I don't know if it's whatever the times are. Because they did that. We got so many more, which was nice. But I agree. I do agree with you. And I'll be fair and come a little bit to the side where there are so many spots now for online shopping, and they're never being used. But if I pick up food, there should be like three. Three, I get.
Yep. Five tops,
but 10 is crazy.
A whole lane? That's I remember crazy. When those lanes were for regular, degular cars. So guess what's going to park there as I walk in the store? My regular, degular car.
Yes, exactly. Uh-huh. Well, yep, I guess Sean's a jerk. I guess Amelia's a jerk. No, I'm kidding. Sean says not a jerk. That means that you are not a jerk today. Wow. DZ, congratulations.
Let's get it, Sean. Thank you, man. I knew you wasn't going to let me down, big dog.
No problem.
Have a great day, Sean. As I am reading the texts, though, you're getting lit up both ways. A lot of people are on your side, DZ, because you can keep texting to 414-533-1037. But a lot of people also saying that you are, you know, not a jerk. Says, shots fired by Mike in Hartford. Some people are saying, jerk, the online is also for employees who have to constantly go outside. That's Antonia from Oak Creek. I love your input. Thanks for everybody playing, everybody. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. DZ, day four, dia cuatro.
Dia cuatro, wepa.
Wepa, which I had to Google the other day.
But now we know.
But now I know it means hooray. Woo-hoo. Yay.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. I love it. We are going to do something that we did all this week on the show, which is two truths and a lie with you, as the listeners get to know you, DZ, because I know you and I've known you for a long time. Still things I'm going to learn about you, though, that I don't know. And we're going to do that here. But first, we have so many people trying to get in, some trying to get their own theme song. Some already have their own theme song from calling in 5 days in a row. And I got a DM from Jess in Kenosha the other day saying, I can't ever get through. It happened. Hell has frozen over. Jess is in. Woo!
It's Jess. I love that show.
Jess.
I love that show. Thank you, DZ.
Meet DZ.
I already have so much respect for you with that being your first thing you said to me.
Aww. And you guys both have small children. Another thing you have in common.
Oh, how is yours?
I have 5, 3, and 1.
Oh, my.
We got a whole tribe, DZ.
Right. You got the different stages of grief, life, and all in between.
Hey, we're all in the chaos.
I love it.
Jess, I'm glad you got in. We just wanted to say hi to you quick before we play Two
Truths
and a Lie.
Yes, I'm so excited. Can't wait to get to know you more, DZ.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Can't wait to show y'all.
We're trying to all hang out. Us regulars are trying to hang out.
Oh,
so
I talked to
you guys, got to come through.
We talked to the boss yesterday, and everybody's on board to throw another party for the regulars. Because there's new ones, too. There's new ones, so get ready. It's happening soon. Stand by. It's happening.
I'm excited.
All right, Jess. Have a great day.
You know, because I got 3 kids to leave, but I'm gonna get that permission.
We will give you plenty of time before the party. I promise.
Thank you, Allie. Speaking my language.
I know. I'm a mom. We need notice. We need time to plan. We got this. All right, Jess. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Bye. Okay, so two truths and a lie is something we've been doing this week on the show with you. And right now, you're going to give two truths and a lie. I think it's pretty self-explanatory how the game works. DZ is going to give 3 facts about himself. 2 are true, 1 is a lie.
1 is not.
And then you can play along in your car. You can even text in what you think the answer is, and I'm going to guess. So we could even let Joe the engineer guess. Joe the engineer's in here, and he might even get on the mic in a second.
Throw his two cents in.
Okay, DZ, tell me your 2 truths and a lie.
All right, we ready?
I'm ready. Bring it.
Number one.
I'm going to have no response to these either because I want the listeners to truly, I don't want to sway it either way.
You're not trying to sway the vote.
No, I'm just going to be quiet over here. Go. For once, Allie's going to be quiet. See, I can't even do it now. I can't even stop.
Number one. Numero uno. Yes. Woo. My wife is 1 year older than me. Numero dos. Number two. Our son was born exactly 1 month early. Numero tres, it's actually number three. I played football in college and high school.
Okay. All right, I got this. Okay, I totally got this. I think I know which one is the lie. In fact, I definitely know which one is the lie. Joe the engineer, any guess real quick which one he's lying about? No, he has no idea. Is his wife a year older than him? Yes or no? Yes, you say yes.
Oh, okay.
Do you think he played football in college and high school?
That's the one I don't know about because I know he played
in college. Well, then he had to have played in high school.
I know a few people that only played in college.
Is that a thing?
Some people are that good.
How do you
walk on later and then you just Michael or the situation?
You know what, Joe the engineer? You're on to something here. Thank you for your input on this one. Because
my son was born a month early, so that's...
Oh, you have a preemie.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you for your input. I think Joe's onto something because that's what I think is the lie, DZ, because I know Erin, your wife, is a year older than you. I believe you played in college and high school just because like I said, I believe you have to play. My mind tells me you have to play. I know that Sammy was a preemie, but I think Sammy was more than 1 month early.
Oof. More than a month?
Was it just a month?
Yes.
Yeah, come on.
Am I answering or are y'all guessing? What's the word?
You want to play you want to play a song, don't you? You want to tease the hell out of everybody.
What's the word?
Oh, dang it. People are texting in that you were lying about A. No, I know your wife's 1 year older than you. I swear. All right.
Who robbed the cradle?
Who robbed the cradle? We'll tell you next. All right, screw it. We'll answer next. Kiss FM. We're dancing. Yes, we are. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ. Day 4, Dia Cuatro, I take my Spanish lesson on this show from DZ this week. So, by the way, before we get into what the answer is to the two truths and a lie, DZ, because you're new this week on the morning show. Not new to Kiss, but new on the morning show. Monday morning, we have a local celebrity joining us right around this time on the show.
Wait.
I'm very excited about this. Very excited.
Uh-oh.
Local celeb coming at you. Monday morning.
Oh,
be here.
Oh, snap.
Week 2, we will have them on Monday. And we have concert tickets are back next week. Lots happening on the show, so get ready.
Oh, it's going to be a good week next week.
It's going to be a good week for us. We're going to have good stuff. So, okay, DZ, we are playing Two Truths and a Lie. A lot of people are going to be getting out of their cars to go into work right here, so let's get to it. Reread your Two Truths and a Lie, and then you have to tell me which one is the lie, because I know what my guess is.
I got you.
Okay, what is it?
So, Two Truths and a Lie.
Uh-huh.
My wife is 1 year older than me. Our son was born exactly 1 month early, or I played football in college and in high school.
I should say, if you're getting out of your car, get the Odyssey app because you can literally listen on your phone. You could turn off the car, pull up the app, AUDACY is the Odyssey app, and hear the answer to this or listen back to the podcast later. I should have said that to begin with. Okay, because there is a way to still listen. So I know that your wife is a year older than you. So I know that's a truth.
You know my wife's age.
And you said that this morning. So I know that's a fact. I know you played college football. So I'm assuming you played high school. So I'm going to assume that's the truth. I still think that the lie is that Sammy was born a month early because I know he was premature. I think he was born more than a month early. So what is it?
More than a month early. Do you got a number on how early?
No.
If that's your locked
in
answer.
It's more than a month because I know you told me he was, this almost makes me want to cry as a mom, 2 pounds when he was born, which, we have to get into that's like, I got chills thinking about this. You went through a lot. You guys went through a lot with your son. So he's got to be more than a month early if he was 2 pounds.
Very good deductive reasoning. That is the right answer. That is my lie.
I feel bad clapping that I was right about that. But DZ, I can't.
I know what you mean.
When you told me Sammy was 2 pounds.
Our little man was born 2 months early and born 2 pounds, 10 ounces, exactly 2 months earlier than his due date. He was supposed to be due September 24th. He arrived and blessed us July 24th.
Wow. And he's 18 months now. He's going to be 2 this year.
Yep. He'll be turning 2 in July.
How long was he in the hospital?
Those 2 months.
The whole 2 months.
And then we were out for 24 hours and then had to go back for another week.
So you got to go home and
we got a taste.
Oh, and then you had to go back. That's got to be tough. But he's okay and he's healthy now.
That little boy is more than okay. He is a terror.
Wow.
And we love every second of it.
Aw. Well, okay. So I hate that I was right, but I was right because I knew Sammy was more than a month premature. So that was good. We learned a little more about you today. People that didn't know your son was premature, now you know that you learned a little bit about DZ. And we got to learn more about that journey because that's probably got to be a powerful story. We'll talk about that more on the show as we get to know you because it's only Dia Cuatro, day 4.
Got to get to Dia Cinco and I get my song.
That's right. You're going to get your own theme song even though you're here no matter what, whether you like it or not. Kiss FM. Good morning.
What's up? This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Wow, this is the best news ever on a Friday, DZ.
Yes, 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 yes.
Your first week on the show, we're ending in a positive way because yesterday it was announced that Damar Hamlin woke up. Hallelujah, everybody. Woo!
I'm saying he's awake, responsive, and making strides. Not literal.
Not literal, no.
Not literal. Still in critical condition, considering, but...
That's fair. But we should... If you missed this, and I don't know how you did, but somebody did, trust me. Somebody listening doesn't know what we're talking about. I guarantee it in the world. Damar Hamlin collapsed on the field Monday night. Night football. He plays for the Buffalo Bills,
that's
correct?
Right. That's right.
And just... I mean, you're the football guy. What, there was an impact when he went up to somebody, and then he... I saw the video.
He plays defense.
Yeah.
He made the tackle. In that same moment, something happened where it caused his body, his heart, cardiac arrest.
Crazy.
He makes a tackle, stands up, a fraction of a second goes by before he drops. Medical personnel rush immediately. They literally saved this man's life. They got him to the hospital.
Didn't he feel cardiac arrest twice? They had to resuscitate him again twice. Didn't you feel like when we came in on Tuesday, I felt like it was not a positive looking situation? So the fact that today we can say he woke up and he was talking to doctors last night, like, gives me goosebumps. I'm just so happy. I'm so happy this took a turn.
Monday compared to Friday today.
Crazy.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
And the doctors, I saw everybody sharing this on at least Instagram last night. It was so cute, everybody sharing the doctors doing the press conference saying that as soon as he woke up, he said, "Did we win?" And the doctors said, "You won the game of life." Like, yeah, you won. You won the game of life, my friend. But Damar Hamlin just wanted to know.
Just goes to show.
Did we win?
He's an athlete. Mm-hmm. He's a dog in the best of respects. And all he wants to do is continue to doing what he loves. And that's playing football and being a great human being. He's alive.
He has no idea what has happened this week. He's going to... He knows now. He's going to know now. But the other announcement, the NFL came out and said that the Bills will be playing the Patriots on Sunday, because you explained to me this is a very important time with playoffs on the way, right?
Week 18, seeding implications. We need to know where people going to fall.
You know what I need to know is what's going to happen with Rihanna at the halftime show. Let's be real. You're worried about the playoffs.
Stuff.
I'm worried about the halftime show over here. I'm like, when is Rihanna coming on, everybody? Can somebody tell me what time?
I mean, if it's Rihanna, it's important.
But they did say, the NFL said, that the game from Monday night will officially be canceled. So the game that he collapsed in, where he went into cardiac arrest, they will not reschedule it. Yep. They will not replay it. And then they have a few options of how they're going to handle it. And I guess we'll figure that out as time goes on, because...
Bills Bengals is a wash, but it don't matter because Mr. Hamlin is alive.
He's alive! We are here for it. Thank goodness. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Day 4. Dia Cuatro. That was my Spanish lesson this morning from you, DZ.
Let's get it. That was perfect.
A for the day. I love it. I got an A. Coming up next, though, you and I go way back. You've worked at Kiss for years. And
like faux flats on the Cadillac.
Yes. You've been here forever. And you left and you did come back to do the morning show. I'm so happy you're back. But I have to tell you a story next, because I have a date tonight.
Oh, hold on.
I know. I haven't been talking about my dating life in a while.
Allie got a date tonight?
And I hadn't been dating because I had had my surgery, which a lot of people know about. I'm recovered now. I have a date tonight, but hold on. I want to cancel.
Wait, what? You can't just say, I got a date tonight, but I might want to cancel.
I think I'm going to cancel.
No, you're not.
Okay, hear me out next. I'll tell you why, and you can tell me if I'm crazy if I cancel or if I should go. How's that?
Bet.
Okay, all right. Coming up next, should Allie cancel her date? 103.7 Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. 8:28. It's Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Good morning, DZ. Day 4 on the morning show. How you doing?
Ooh, I'm doing good. Can't believe it's Friday.
I know.
I'm already waiting for Monday.
We made it.
You said we got a lot of stuff going on, so I'm like, all right, can we just start Monday now?
I know. Monday,
go right into Monday?
We've got concert tickets to give away. We're going to have a local celebrity on the show at 7:45 on Monday. I'm excited about that. It's going to be a big week.
Monday
big
morning's week. Already busy.
It's already busy. All right, but we made it the first week, and it's been a really good time. You've worked at the radio station since 2014.
Years.
Yeah, years. Everybody here knows you and loves you. I'm so glad you're back. And
thank you.
This morning, we talked about how you have a white elephant gift exchange tonight with your wife and your friends from college. DZ went to Lakeland College, played football in Sheboygan. If you didn't hear that this week about him. But tonight, I'm supposed to be going on a date.
A little, maybe a little elephant of your own, if you will.
DZ, let me tell you something. I have not been on a date since like August. Because this is crazy. So, you know, I got divorced like 9 years ago. You know me forever. Years. Yeah. I can't believe it's been 9 years now. I didn't date for like, I don't know how many years because I had babies.
Right. Busy.
Yeah. Busy. My kids grew up. I lost 150 pounds. I've kept it off for 4 years now.
You go, girl.
Thank you. Because you knew me when I was big, too. You go all the way back.
I've known you for about 10 years. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I've been a part of a little bit somewhere.
You've seen it all. So, and then recently I had skin removal surgery, which was in October. I did that. Shout out Allume Cosmetic Surgery and Med Spa. I love them. I had my stomach, my arms, and I had a breast augmentation. No shame in the game. Never thought I'd get a boob job, but I did.
I'd get one.
But I haven't used them yet, Z.
Whoa. Wait.
So nobody's taking it for a ride.
Listen. So this could be the test drive?
When I start dating again, but I feel now I see, I don't want to get married again. I have no interest. I am down to be in a relationship again. I am down to like have a partner, but I have my kids half the time.
Right.
So I can only date every so often. You know what I mean?
No, I get that.
My schedule's limited.
Your priorities are in other places.
And I also have no problem dating multiple people at once because I'm single. I can do what I want. If I meet somebody great, I've had like one real boyfriend since I started dating again back in 2019 for a little bit. And I dated here and there over the summer. I dated a guy. You weren't around for this. I dated a guy. We called him Wade the Fisherman because he took me trout fishing. I had never been fishing in my life. I know, right?
First date?
Like second or third. He was this really nice, really cute, tall, good guy, had kids, but I just couldn't get the spark going with this guy. So there was nothing bad. There was no bad reason we broke up, right? We didn't really break up. We were just dating.
It's just done.
But I haven't dated anyone since that. That was August, September-ish. And then I had my surgery.
So we're a few months out from the last, dip in the date pool. What's the word for tonight, though? Because you're saying you've got a date, but you want to cancel?
My kids have been with me a lot more. My ex-husband has been traveling for work. He's had to be gone more. So I've had them a little bit more than normal.
Got it.
Tonight, he hasn't seen them. So he said, can I come get them for dinner? And I said, sure. So I thought, well, I haven't had a free day to even go on a date in weeks. So this one guy, I've been, there's a bunch of conversations
got a couple in the chamber.
Going on. This one guy says, how about Friday? And I said, well, I only have like 2 hours, but I will meet you for a drink. And he's like, all right. So I tell him I'll meet him for a drink. He throws out a place. And then my ex-husband says he's coming at 4 to get the kids. And I thought, wait, so now that means I'd have to tell this guy I want to go out for a drink at 4 and be home by like 6. I was like, I don't know. Am I being like, I pictured this like a 6 to 8. Am I getting in my head too much? I don't even know if I want to do this.
I gotta
it feels
be
like
honest,
a lot going on.
I like the earlier.
You do?
I like the earlier date.
Really?
One, because as far as everything goes, higher prices.
Cheaper drinks. Cheaper for everyone,
And then you get to be home a little earlier. Mm-hmm. If all you want to do is go out for drinks, nothing more.
I want to go out for like a drink. Because this guy talks a lot. This is one of those big ego guys that I don't even know if I'm going to like. A lot of guys are nice. I don't know. You know what? Coming up next, hold on. Let's take a break because I'm going to tell you next, DZ, what this guy's, why I'm kind of turned off by this guy.
Please do.
Things dudes shouldn't do on dating apps. Let me tell you next, okay? And it's not me. I'm not the problem. It's him, okay?
He's the anti-hero.
I don't think I have a type. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. DZ, it's day four on the show with you. You just asked me, you said to me, I don't think you have a type, Allie. Because I said, I feel like my taste in men has changed over the years. And you said, you don't have a type. And you're like, I don't have a type. I date all kinds of men.
You seem like you've got an eclectic taste.
I do. I don't discriminate. I like them all. I like bearded, tatted guys. I like more like some clean cut guys. I don't like them too clean cut. Don't be too clean. I'm not into that.
Can't be Mr. Clean.
Mm-mm. I don't discriminate on race. I don't discriminate on anything. I mean, if you're hot and I like you and you got a good personality, I'm in.
All
just
body
saying.
Types, all sizes, all colors.
Not all
sizes.
Nope. No, now you pushed it. No, short too guys. Far, too far, too it was far. Amazing. I had the. I dated a short guy. I don't like.
See, you gave him a chance.
I gave him
though.
A chance. I did.
Eclectic.
I did. Well, I was trying to say, should I go on this date tonight? Because I haven't had a date in months, and I set this up, but I was thinking about canceling it. And our listeners who text in at 414-533-1037, you guys are funny. The first text says, cancel it. The second one says, girl, you're crazy. Just go on the date. Happy hour. That was Ryan from Alabama. I want to cancel because basically my only time to go is like 4 to 6 when my kids are gone for a couple of hours. And I said, I don't know, DZ. Should I even bother? Or just reschedule it. Am I just trying to get out of it?
To me right now,
yeah.
It seems like you maybe are more trying to get out of it.
Maybe.
And find that reason to reschedule.
I feel rushed maybe. That's part of it too.
Is it too short of a time?
It's a short time and I'm going to be worried about getting back to my kids and right. I want to relax and have a drink and enjoy myself.
Be in the moment, not have to think of, well, what time is it?
Well, and you know, you've been with your wife for so long. You probably
over
can't even
years.
Remember talking. You don't remember talking to people. It's like you really have to connect with somebody.
Yes.
And it's really hard to find that connection, especially on a dating app. And so there are some guys that I have some real good convos going with. And this guy is more this kind of cocky, annoying, like arrogant, where I'm like, I don't know. Like, I'm going to meet you for a drink just to shut you down if you're not as cool. I even said that to him in the app. I go, you need to stop. I go, get over yourself. I was like, ugh,
direct.
Dude. He was annoying me.
That's good. No, that's good. That's setting a boundary immediately.
Well, he changed his tune when I said, I said, you're trying too hard. He was talking about how great he was. I go, just stop, dude. I don't know. Welcome to the show, though. Somebody else who's single and I know can relate to my drama this morning. Saucy Sandra, good morning.
Yes, I can. Hey there, hey. I figured out your theme song.
What is it?
It's going to be No Type by Raymond.
Ray Shremmerd.
His name.
Ray
Shremmerd.
It's drummer's ears backwards.
That.
I ain't got no type.
All right, that might be my song.
That's that is the thing that I like. Yeah.
People are texting
in. Oh, that is hilarious.
Julian Oak Creek says reschedule it. Somebody else said, I feel like he's not worth your time, especially if he's annoying. DZ, do you think I should go or reschedule?
I think this is a good test the water situation.
Right.
It's just drinks. There's
no
dinner.
No pressure.
You're already on a time constraint. Mm-hmm. So if at any moment you got to go, oh, well, I'm not feeling this vibe, you already have some thoughts.
An out.
You have an out. Exactly what my thought was.
I'm thinking you take this opportunity and even so, hit them up. Be like, hey, change of plans. We got to adjust hours. Does that work for you?
Yeah.
If not, guess what? On to the next.
It's not
thank
working.
You,
yeah.
Next. Thank you.
Next. Thank you. Next. Sandra.
Bingo.
All right. So you agree with DZ then?
I totally do. I so think that you should go on it. And if you just can't stand them, be like, well,
you're annoying.
Nice. I'll talk to you later. But I'm probably not going to talk to you later.
But that's the thing. It's easy to move on quickly with dating apps because there's so many choices and everybody does it. Like, I don't think people should feel bad if there's not a match. I don't know if you agree with that, Sandra.
Oh, totally agree. There's like 20,000 more lined up.
Mm.
And there's
she's
like,
right.
There's so many guys with bad intentions. And like, I'm sorry, but if you message me and like in one of the first, I haven't even met you in person and you ask me what's my favorite position or
okay.
Something like
ooh, there's
too
children
much,
listening.
Too much.
No, this, if they take
Whoa.
It to
Settle
that,
down,
if they take it to that, I always cut guys off immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm like, you can talk to me like that in 6 dates or no, 2 dates. Okay. You can talk to me in 2 dates, but I don't even know you.
I don't
even know you. Don't talk to me like that pretend till we've met in person.
Let's shake hands first.
How many other girls have actually taken that bait and gone for that? That's so gross. Well, I know I'm worth so much more.
No, hold on though, Sandra. I will give it a little Megan Thee Stallion vibe and say, do you? If you're just there for the nookie. If you're there for the nookie, but I'm like, you can talk to me like that after a date. Don't talk to me like that on an app when I haven't met you yet. Hold on.
I have toys and
Okay, Sandra.
I don't need any of that.
Well, no, we don't. But
what do you have to offer me? That's what I want to know.
That's true. DZ, you have a thought. Yes, sorry. Sandra and I are going too hard here. Sandra, love you. Bye. Talk to you later.
I love you. Bye.
Have a good weekend, Sandra. Saucy as ever.
That saucy.
The sauciest this week so far.
She wanted to really get into the gripes. There's a lot.
Think of it like this.
Mm-hmm.
Allie, it's a drink. Mm-hmm. You don't even got to finish it.
You're right, actually.
If you're trying to dip about halfway through, you don't even got to let the ice melt. You know what? I got to go. Thank you.
See you later.
Next.
I'll throw this in there too. And I know women will understand this. Some of the annoyance with me is getting ready. It's a Friday. DZ, I'm tired. It's been a great week on the show. I'm like, man, I got to take the time to really get ready.
You want to be in your comfy pants.
Yeah.
Not get out
I want to show up in like pajama pants. And we're not there yet. I don't even know this guy.
No, do that. Show up in pajama pants.
Right.
It'll tell you more about him than you think.
No
Pull up
way.
In the PJ pants.
He did ask me dive bar or something more fancy. And I wrote back and I said, I could care less. Just pick a place. So, all right. Well, maybe Monday I'll let you know if I actually went on the date. How's that?
I can't wait.
You think I'm going to bail? What do you think?
I think you're bailing.
Stop it. Hard to believe it's Friday. We love short work weeks. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. DZ, I just told you I'm supposed to go on a date tonight. My kids have basketball games tomorrow because it's basketball season.
Mm.
Supposed to attend an adult birthday party at a bar tomorrow night. Welcome to Wisconsin.
Thanks.
Which I have planned. And then Sunday I have some plans with a friend and her daughter. What are you up to this weekend real quick?
So it sounds like we both got a little bit of a busy weekend.
I'm feeling overwhelmed by it, honestly. Yeah, what do you got going on?
I can feel that.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing not a birthday, but it's a get together with friends. We got a White Elephant gift exchange going down tonight.
I love that. We did talk about White Elephant gifts earlier this morning. That was fun.
Got some ideas. Appreciate you. I'll be parking in the online shopping when I go to the store later.
Yeah, what else you got going on?
And then on Sunday, we've got our niece/goddaughter's birthday.
Oh, she has stuff.
We have
How old
a
is
busy
she?
Time. I believe she turning like 12,
You better
13.
Know. She's
I
your
have
god,
no idea.
She's your goddaughter. You better find out,
I got
DZ.
My kid. She's between 12 and 13.
Okay, fair enough. She's in that dead range.
She's that. She's in the zone.
Well, you guys can always text. I love to hear what people are doing around town, even if it's something local. You're just doing something with family. Text us and let us know. 414-533-1037. Let DZ and I know what you're doing because we're nosy like that. We want to know.
And are we invited?
Yeah, seriously. Kiss FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, Jeremy Renner, who is important to a lot of people, DZ, because Avengers, big stuff. People don't play when it comes to the Avengers fans.
Oh, no, they don't.
All the Marvel stuff, right?
The marksman.
It is Marvel, right?
Yes. Yes, it is. It is Marvel, not DC.
I always do this to my boss who loves this stuff. I go, is that Marvel or DC? I do that with my kids, too. I go, which one's which here?
No, he's Hawkeye. He's an Avenger.
I did know that.
He checks out.
But I admit, sometimes I'm not sure who's on what side, and people get mad if you don't know which side's which.
At the end of the day, it's all superheroes, but yes, it is a little important.
It is.
I ain't going to get mad. I'm going to just look at you funny.
Well, that's why you're here. That's why you're on the show now, DZ. Thank God. Thank God. So, Jeremy Renner, we talked about this earlier in the week. He was in a snowplow accident. This was kind of, he was completely crushed his leg in a vehicle accident. They said it was just kind of a freak accident. He lost so much blood. His neighbor, who was a doctor, thank God, was there, put a tourniquet on his leg. He's been in the hospital. But now we have an update, because this all happened on Sunday morning earlier this week. He's doing really good. He put up this kind of light, funny update on Instagram about how he's got a spa in the ICU. You can see his mom and his sister are there in his hospital bed. They're giving him massages, like head massages. And they're just making light of it because he's doing okay. And I think it's a good feel-good Friday. Between Damar Hamlin waking up last night, which we talked about earlier on the show, amazing. DeMar Hamlin is talking.
Right.
And awake. Blew everybody away last night with that update.
Making strides. Lungs are healing. Right.
Yes. And now Jeremy Renner, you know, who was in a pretty serious accident. Could have been a lot worse if he was alone.
I mean.
He's in ICU, but he's going to be okay. And so his mom and sister made a little spa for him in the hospital, which
gotta
is so sweet.
Got to pamper yourself when you can.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and the Bills will play this Sunday. I learned, my non-football knowing self learned, the Bills are playing the Patriots this Sunday, everybody.
They are. They're going to be playing for DeMar, though.
Yeah, that's right. And it'll be interesting. I bet a lot of people will watch, because I'm sure they will acknowledge DeMar. And now that he's awake, it will be easier to kind of talk about it and acknowledge it probably on the field. It would have been awkward if he was still not awake on Sunday. It'd be so hard. So.
I don't know if they'd be trying to play that game if he wasn't.
You think they're going to have, like, what if they all come out and, like, his number? Oh, I'm getting goosebumps. You know they're going to do something. Oh, I'm getting goosebumps.
I was thinking maybe the sticker with his number on it.
Something.
But they usually do that when somebody is, unfortunately, no longer with us.
Is dead.
I'm thinking they might just do a moment where everybody thanks everybody.
Yeah.
Embraces, hugs, and
a team hug. Or a prayer on the field. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
That'll be interesting. We'll be watching, that's for sure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.